13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hey, it's Dan, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. And this week, you can hear my chat with darts superstar, the Bahrain Darts Masters champion. He entered the World Darts Championship when he was 16, became a national legend, got all the way to the final in his first ever proper darts tournament like that. Luke Littler is on the show. We're chatting all about how you could be the next darting sensation, what you need to do, how you need to train, and also he revealed his EAFC 24 ultimate team. When did you first realise that you were better than most other people at darts? Because you've been playing since you were pretty young. Do you remember the moment?
I don't really remember picking up my magnetic dartboard. That's what my mum and dad said. We were in like a shop and I just picked up a magnetic dartboard and on it went from there. But I think it was when I was about 10, 11, I went into the pubs, into pub leagues and stuff. And then I was just literally playing 3-4 times a week. And then the practice paid off and then I've got good.
It's wild, isn't it? Because whenever I've played with my dad's mates at darts and I sometimes hit a lucky treble, they're always very annoyed. What were people in darts leagues like being probably beaten by you when you were 10?
I don't really remember it, but I don't think they'd be too pleased when a 10-year-old's rocking up and beating them. But that's literally where it started, from the pub leagues and obviously the St. Helens Darts Academy as well. And then as I got older, I couldn't enter the bigger competitions like the JDC and stuff.
Well, and now you're playing in the Premier League, right? And that's every week and you're travelling all over the place. You won in Bahrain recently. You made it to the final over in the Netherlands. How is the travel affecting playing darts, because this is so new for you?
It doesn't really affect any of us because we know that we travel down the day before the Thursday, so we have enough time to check in and have the night to ourselves and then wake up in the morning and do whatever they do, breakfast, dinner, and then you go to the venue and practice. But that's pretty much it.
And life must have changed so much since December, when you were smashing the World Darts Championships. What's been the biggest surprise for you over the last few months?
I don't really know. It's all been crazy. It's like there was paparazzi outside my house, and then as soon as I come home, they're not there. So it's just, and then when I'm getting off flights and walking out the airport, there's paparazzi there as well. But that's pretty much it. We're still living in the same house. Nothing's going to change us.
Have you got many grand plans? Because this has happened so young for you, 17 years old, have you got like an idea of where you want to be in 5 years, in 10 years, maybe even like when you want to move house, when you want to settle down? Any idea about any of that?
I've not really thought about it. Obviously, my mum and dad would like a bigger house, and I think we do need a bigger house. But yeah, moving on with the darts, I don't really set any goals for myself. I just see where my darts go each week.
And because of your success this year, there's been such a rise in young people picking up darts for the first time, like you with your magnetic dartboard, and we'll have loads listening to this. So I wonder if you have any advice for them starting to play darts, because they won't be as good as you straight away. What do they need to do, Luke?
I would say practice. I don't do much because I think it's all come from when we went into the first COVID, the first lockdown, when I was doing 4 to 5 hours a day. It was non-stop every day. And then when the online darts got better, there was competitions every week, every day, each Saturday and through the week. So I would just advise people to practice and find the right weight of the dart, the right stem length and the right shape of your flight.
And how is what you're doing changing? Because I read that you hadn't really picked up a dart between the final in January and then playing in the Bahrain in the darts. And I would imagine that the people who have been playing on the circuit for much longer than you are constantly there, they're constantly practiced, but you're not doing any of that. How much are you thinking about changes you might need to make down the line?
I just do what I need to do, and I do what I need to do to keep myself comfortable and just let my arm loose and just loosen it up a bit. But if guys practice for 4 or 5 hours like I was doing, then that's what they do, that's what they're comfortable with. I'm comfortable with an hour and a half.
And I know that you've been busy not just playing darts, but helping to come up and design darts, right? You've got a new set out. Tell us about that range.
Yeah, it's called the Loadout Range. It's just another set of my darts. Obviously, the Pixel Grip are £102, so these ones are £50, a cheaper set, but it's still the same tungsten and the same gram and same weight. Yeah, there's other darts as well. There's like even thicker ones that are very cheap for the up-and-coming kids, so there's plenty of options of my sales and obviously loads of other people's sales.
And talking about games, I know you love your FIFA, right? Talk me through your ultimate team. What have you got going on?
I have done some changes. I've got Icon, Team of the Year Icon, Petr Cech in goal, Company and Virgil van Dijk at the back. Team of the Year, is it Mentions, Trent? Flashback Alphonso Davies on the left back. And then I've gone the flashback Bruno with Michael Essien. And then I've got the Team of the Year Mentions, Musiala. That was about 300k on the left. I've got Henry as striker, Kane's Team of the Year Mentions at centre forward, and then I need a right mid.
Man United, they're starting to pick up. I know that you're a huge fan, and I've seen pictures of you with Sir Alex Ferguson and stuff like that. In the summer, who do you want to sign? Who's the player that Man United need?
Oof. Options. Well, you've just seen Lisandro Martinez. He's got another injury. He's picked up another knee injury. And obviously, Varane, he's getting old now. The legs look like they're going on him. But I'd love to see, we were interested in Tadebo from Nice. And we were also interested in Ronald Araujo from Barcelona. But yeah, I think it's just centre-back. I'll be happy with Shaw. And then Malacia comes back from injury, and then Wan-Bissaka and Dallo on the right, so we've got options. And off to the midfield, Casemiro, Bruno, Mainoo, and then you've got Eriksen and Mount for backup, and McTominay for backup as well. So, but I would like to see a striker next to Hoyland, but his confidence is very high at the minute, so at the minute we don't need one.
No, and it all looks like it's going pretty well if Onana can actually hold on to the ball. Well, listen, Luke, the Nuke, Littler, thank you so much and best of luck, mate, all right?
Thank you.
That was the brilliant Luke Littler chatting to me about his rise to stardom in the PDC. You have been listening to Fun Kids Meet. It's the podcast where we meet amazing people. See you next time.
13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.